Devastated families have told of their absolute heartbreak of losing their teenage boys when their car smashed into a power pole in Te Maru last year. The car was driven by then 19-year-old Tyrese Fleming, who was the sole survivor. And today he was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months in jail, a sentence some grieving family members said means nothing. Jean Edwards reports from Te Maru.
Grieving family and friends came to court speaking of unbearable loss and shattered lives. Visions of 16-year-old Jack Wallace's dying moments were etched in his mother Chantelle Roberts' mind in the days after the crash.
Visions of my beautiful child slammed into the cold wet grass, laying there dying. I imagined his final breath. Was he scared? Did he have any suffering? Those are questions I will never know and always wonder, knowing that my baby was so badly hurt it killed him and I wasn't there to comfort him.
She told the court of her utter devastation.
The only way I can be as close as possible to Jack is going to the cemetery where he lays, and it's so incredibly sad looking at his final resting place. I have even gone as far as to lay my head down on the grass with my arms outstretched over his plot in a pathetic attempt to hug him.
Tyrese Fleming had obtained his restricted driver's license just 3 days before the crash. He'd been drinking before he got behind the wheel of the overloaded car with one of the boys in the boot and smashed into the power pole at speed, splitting the car in two. Nico Hill's mother, Carissa Hill, says her world was turned upside down in an instant.
And Tyrese, it was your hands on the steering wheel and your foot on the pedals, and you're the reason I had this life sentence of never seeing or touching or hearing his voice ever again. For the rest of my life, you didn't just take Nico's life, you destroyed mine as well.
Nico's auntie Jess Hill works as a nurse at Te Maru Hospital, where she's constantly reminded of the accident.
For me to get to work, I need to walk down past the morgue every shift. I will never forget the sound of my sister and my brother-in-law crying, screaming over their son's lifeless body. It hits me like a ton of bricks every time.
Defence lawyer Thomas Nation told the court Fleming had shown remorse, offered to pay $20,000 in reparation if he was sentenced to home detention, and was willing to take part in a road safety campaign video. He read a statement from Fleming apologising to the victims' families.
I will forever be truly, truly sorry for what I have caused. I say this with my whole heart because it's a really tragic thing that should have never happened. And I'm so angry and shameful at myself that it did happen. I regret all of the bad decisions I made on that night because it has affected so many people's lives forever, especially the families that lost their beloved son.
Justice Rob Osborne sentenced Fleming to 2 years and 6 months in jail. Outside court, Giovanni Drummond's father, Stephen Drummond, said he was disappointed.
Well, I don't think a lot of it, to be honest with you. He killed five kids. I know it was like you choose to drink and you drive and everything else. It wasn't just a pure accident.
Andrew Goodge's father, Richard, told the court he's been living in an absolute hellhole since the crash, but he's trying to forgive Fleming.
It's going to take a long time for me to actually forgive him properly. I have forgiven him, but I haven't forgiven him 100%.
Tyrese Fleming was initially charged with manslaughter but pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of dangerous driving causing death.